to you as, you know, the primary reasons for the defensive performance, which was probably, if you'd agree, maybe the best you've played all season?
I've said it all season. I thought we executed our game plan perfectly tonight. You know, our coaches have been on us about just make a team make a play to beat us. You know, Julio Jones catching the end zone, Sanu's catch on the 1 yard line, like, those are great catches, and I thought we competed and made them earn, you know, every yard. And when you go against good teams, that's what you have to do. And we made enough plays. You know, we played really well on third down, which we talked about always helps us when we play well on third down. And then tonight happened to be where we had to, you know, play plays on fourth down. And I thought, you know, we handled that well. You know, that's always a little different. You're thinking go punt return. The offense stays, and I thought guys were calm and were able to execute on fourth down too. So, just the overall, everyone understanding game plan and play in, play out, 11 guys on the same page.
Devin, your offense held the ball for 34 minutes tonight, which means that the defense is on the field for less time. How does that correlate to the ability to make plays when you're not on the field as much?
I thought Bill said it best this week. He said it was about time we played complimentary football for four quarters. He said at times we play really well on offense. At times play really well on defense, at times play really well on special teams, but we hadn't got it all together, you know, and I thought tonight we did a good job of that. And the longer the offense is on the field, on the sideline, we're defensively, we're talking about getting on the field and getting back off. You know, once our offense gets in a groove, we want to get them back on the field. And I thought that's what I'm saying. Third down was huge for us. Guys just making plays. You know, we wasn't able to get a turnover, but, you know, you get fourth down stops and third down stops. Those are just like takeaways.
How did the fog or the visibility issues, if there were any, aid or hurt the defense? Was it another bump in the road for the Falcons that you guys were able to use, or did you have to play tighter man-on-man? How did it help or hurt you?
It wasn't bad field level. I mean, it was rough for us to see on the big screen when the offense was out there, but once we were on the field, like, you could see the ball. It wasn't a problem, I don't think, for either side.
Yeah, Devin, was it a lot of motivation facing a quarterback like Matt Ryan after you guys giving up 300 yards to six consecutive quarterbacks? I mean, was it a big motivation for you guys?
The motivation really was we knew if we didn't come ready to play that Matt Ryan had the ability to really kill us. You put him back there with the receivers they have, we knew it was going to be a huge challenge. So defensively, especially in the secondary, we knew we had to execute the game plan. We felt that we had a really good game plan our defensive coaches came up with. And I think we kind of knew if we executed and played to it that we're going to have a great chance to go out there and win today. And I thought guys played very confident for all four quarters. And, you know, like I said, the one touchdown we gave up was a great play by Julio Jones.